Sorry for interrupting your podcast for just one moment. My name is Todd Friel. I'm the executive director of Fortis Institute. We are in the middle of our spring matching gift campaign, No Retreat. Why did we call it that? Because the world wants us to retreat. They want us to water down truth. They want us to dull the sharp edges of the gospel. And we're determined to not retreat, to not back down, to stand firm. In fact, we're determined to get even louder. Why? We want to exalt our King, and we want people to know our amazing Savior. We want churches strengthened. We want families to thrive. If that resonates with you, would you please consider joining us as a gospel partner right now during our spring match giving campaign, No Retreat, All Gifts Doubled. Right now, to learn more, visit fortisinstitute.org/donate.
Marriage is what brings us together today.
Marriage, raising kids, building a family. Those were the things we dreamed of.
Tuck your daughter in!
No way!
Just calm down.
I've given you the best years of my life.
Take out the trash!
Yeah, I'll get to it.
I want a divorce!
Welcome to Thrive with Pastor Brad Bigney, diving into what it means to thrive, not merely survive in marriage, parenting, and family life. And now your host, this is Pastor Brad Bigney.
Oh, you're listening to Thrive, and I'm your host, Brad Bigney, and I've got Vicky with me.
We're back. So glad you could join us.
And we're talking about talking. We've been talking about talking for weeks now because communication is at the very heart of every relationship, but particularly this thing called marriage at close range. And I hope you've heard us say it doesn't matter how it's not that important that you constantly have deep, significant, big, huge conversations. That can be exhausting.
Yeah.
There are certain personalities they would love to take.
They expect
every
that.
Conversation has to go deep.
Please lighten up.
And that's just fairly tiring. But there is a place for deep conversations. Your marriage will be comprised of the ordinary, mundane, regular connections, just regular connections where you're connecting and you're talking and you're listening and you're bringing the right heart. Mm-hmm. But you do want to have and understand how to get there to some deeper places. Because so many marriages, communication can just feel more like a business transaction than intimate relating. And you want more than just business transaction. There's this longing. Are we connecting on a deeper level?
Right.
Any thoughts there, Vicky?
Well, I think deeper conversations deepen the roots of a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to have some of these, or your relationship's just going to be very superficial about the interactions of your daily life. Mm-hmm. And I think of a ministry couple, super precious couple, that reached out to us and said, "Hey, we're really struggling in our marriage. Can we come meet with you, have a meal with you?" And just talk through some things. So we're like, sure, we put it on the calendar, we got together. And like I said, we really love this couple. And they just said, one of the things they said was, we're still doing our ministry, we're still meeting with Jesus, but we're literally like two ships passing in the night. Mm. And I looked up that slogan or where that saying, and it appears in Longfellow's poem from 1863, The Theologian's Tale, Elizabeth, that says, "Ships that pass in the night and speak each other in passing, only a signal shown and a distant voice in the darkness." Basically, it's talking about lives that intersect, but only for a moment. And sadly to say, this couple ended up getting a divorce. So you can't just pass like ships in the night. There has to be a connectiveness. There has to be a purposeful choice to communicate. You can't just hydroplane through life in mm-hmm. your marriage.
Yeah. And you don't have to be in ministry for it to happen.
Right.
You just need to be alive and in our world today for it to happen, because life just happens fast. Got you moving at a fast
right.
pace. I could just multiply stories of other pastors that I still remember another dear friend situation also that broke my heart. And when I called to reach out to him to assure him of my love and that I wanted to be with him through this difficulty in his marriage, that's what he also said. Mm-hmm. He literally used that phrase, Vicky. He said, "Brad, for the past 18 months, every single thing that I've done in reading my Bible was always for someone else, for someone else, for someone else. So hear that also.
Right.
It's not just that you've got to connect with your spouse on a deeper level. You've got to keep connecting with your God on a deeper level. So don't fall into the trap of, well, I teach a kid's Sunday school class. That's my Bible time.
Mm-hmm.
I prepare a lesson. Well, I work with the youth. And
right.
There's got to be a time where you meet with the Lord for nobody but
right,
you.
For yourself.
And he said, for 18 months, every time I use my Bible, it's always for somebody else. And then he said exactly that. And Sally and I, call her Sally, have been like two ships passing in the night. Well, guess what? Those two ships decided to sail in different directions. Mm-hmm. And that was the end. You cannot constantly be passing like two ships in the night without, right. There's a time to drop anchor, pull up next to each other, and go from one ship to the other and be together.
Right.
Together. Together. Or you'll have trouble. Because we foster, and so you got to think, what are you doing to foster a culture of deeper conversation? And two requirements are, you've got to be a good listener. If you don't listen well, the conversation will never go deep. I hope you realize the average human being is putting out little litmus tests to see if they want to. And I had to learn that in counseling. Nobody tells you everything.
Right.
You are being told the tip of the iceberg. And here's what they're watching for. Does she listen? Does he listen? Does it look like he truly cares? Is he going to just rush in with solutions?
Mm-hmm.
And they're deciding whether they can trust you with the rest.
With your information.
Guess what? The rest is what causes you to go deeper and feel like, now I really know them. You'd like to think it's not true, but your spouse is also deciding, can I trust you with the rest? And so when you listen well, you actually will learn more about your spouse. They'll begin to reveal more.
Right.
But you got to prove to them that you're a safe place for them to reveal more. And then after a while also, don't you find this, Vicky? If I reveal more and the person I'm trying to connect with never reveals more.
Yeah.
We still don't go deeper, do we?
No.
Because after a while, it feels lopsided.
Right.
I keep being really gut honest and telling you who I really am.
I'm going to pour my heart out to you. If
but
you, just
you
keep it very
from your
surface,
side, have kept it the same.
I don't know anything real about you. I just know what everyone else knows.
So do you feel safe?
No. You're certainly not going to share more.
And you feel
more
silly that you keep going deeper and revealing more, but they don't.
Right.
And so to have a relationship that you have a sense we're going deeper, it's both.
Mm-hmm.
It's both.
Both people have to interact on that level.
Yeah. But this takes time and this takes effort. I remember early in our marriage, I hope you realize, if you're thinking to yourself, that is so foreign to me. I've never done that. I've never even thought of that. Welcome to my world, the world of Brad Bigney. Early in our marriage, I remember Vicky would say to me, and it just befuddled me. She would say this regularly. I just feel like I haven't even seen you. I just feel like I haven't seen you. And literal man that I am, I just thought, this is crazy. You've seen me a lot. I thought of every instance that week that she's literally laid eyes on me. She's seen me. We were together
been
for
with
this.
Him at events.
We were together for this. We were together for this. I didn't even understand what she meant. And she would say to me at times, I just feel like I don't even know you. And I was like, what in the world does that mean? What that means, you guys,
freaked him out.
Is that she's longing for something deeper. And I don't mean in a weird way. She is not weird. This is actually not that hard. But it was foreign to me.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, we haven't had a talk or slowed down. See previous shows. Brad never slowed down.
Mm-hmm.
I remember one time earlier in our marriage, she said, do you ever just flop around?
I mean, I felt guilty sitting on the couch reading a magazine. And, I mean, just because he's not going to sit down and do anything. I mean, he would.
But believe it or not,
book.
To have a really good relationship and to be able to go deeper, you have to look unengaged at points and to be willing to, quote, flop around. I'm not in a hurry to leave this moment and start my next task.
Right.
And so to go deeper, I realized I've actually got to build more margin into my life.
Mm-hmm. And maybe we told this story
in such a hurry to do the next thing. I linger. Linger.
Yeah. He used to not linger, folks. I remember one
time. Cultivate the ability to linger.
We were in Brook Pines, newly married. It was a Saturday morning. Finally, I'm like, he doesn't have to go to work. This is great. I don't have to go to work. And I said, let's just snuggle together for a moment.
It's all coming back to me in a painful way.
He looked at his watch and said, okay, I've got 8 minutes. And I was like,
I think I said 15.
Okay,
15, eight would be a bit much.
Whatever. I just remember thinking,
it still wasn't the right answer.
It shut me down. I was like, let me just get my feet and help you out of the bed. Like, just head on out.
And honestly, I didn't even, I had no idea what I had said was horrific.
Yeah.
But that's how tightly wound I was. Because it was a Saturday. I already had a list. I'd made my list the night before.
He types it out, folks.
And she's like, can we just snuggie in?
Mm-hmm.
I slept with my watch back then, and I'm standing there in my underwear. I flipped my wrist up. I said, okay, you've got 15 minutes.
Right. And that to me was just like saying 15 minutes and no more.
And guess what?
I didn't want to talk to him then.
The conversation we had next took longer than 15 minutes.
Yeah.
And it didn't involve snugging at all.
snugging involved.
It was a much more difficult conversation that took way longer than 15 minutes.
And I do feel like this is not, not a stereotype, but in general, I think this is harder for guys than it is for women. I think God just made us because we are spending probably more time with the kids. He made us to be relational beings.
He just made you more relational.
Right. And we're more caring. We're more concerned. Not always, but we just are more relational. And yeah. I think something that has helped, I think in the past, even if you just think, I don't even know how to have a deep conversation. And I've heard of this, and we don't do this now because we don't need to. But, on a scale of 1 to 10, how was your day? It was a 7. What would have made it a 10? What about it was a 7 versus a 10? And then that gets you talking on a deeper level than just...
To move it past.
Hey, what'd you have for lunch
general,
today?
It was good.
Right,
fine.
Right. It kind of takes it to a new level.
Because you're right. Then you can say, well, what made it a 7? What would have made it a 10?
Mm-hmm. What was going on today
and
that you had to deal with?
You're talking.
Right. Just an easy,
low
entry level way to do this.
We're talking about talking. And we're focused in this show on how could we take it a little bit deeper? How could our communication move past business transaction? We're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to help you a little more know what could move conversations. Everyone doesn't have to go there, but occasionally you would love for it to go deeper.
And we'll be back with more from Brad and Vicky in just a moment, who are talking about going deeper in marriage conversations. Two ships passing in the night. Hey, that phrase continues to show up in marriages everywhere, even ministry marriages like Brad and Vicky's, and Christian marriages, and marriages that look healthy from the outside. This is why I love listening to Thrive so much, because they've seen where the pattern leads, and they're warning against it for a very good reason. This kind of content that we're producing here on Fortis Institute is because of you, men and women just like you. We call them gospel partners around here, and we would love for you, if you're not already, to become a gospel partner. Only if you're already faithfully giving to your local church. That's the only caveat. But if you are faithfully giving to your local church and you have a margin where you could join us as a gospel partner, you have the opportunity to stand arm in arm with us and help us continue creating all of the content that we're creating for free and distributing it worldwide for free. Our gospel partners ensure that we're able to do that, so there are no barriers standing in the way of absolutely anyone in growing in their faith. That's the heartbeat of this ministry, and it takes men and women just like you in order to keep it going. So if you have a margin where you could join us to ensure this work continues, we would be so grateful for that. And I know you've got questions about what that would look like. Hey, we've got answers at FortisInstitute.org. Now let's get back to Brad and Vicky. This is Thrive. Welcome back to Thrive.
You're exactly like your mother.
Are you kidding me?
Life with you was joyless.
And now back to your host, Pastor Brad Bigney.
All right, we're back and we're talking about talking. And today we're thinking a little harder on, every conversation doesn't have to be earth-shattering, gut-wrenching, I'm revealing my deepest, darkest secrets. But if you live together week after week after week after month after month after, yea, verily, we've lived a year together, and everything feels like a superficial business transaction conversation, something's missing. And it doesn't have to be daily. It doesn't even necessarily have to be weekly. But it's great if you know how to easily get there. It just happens. I don't think you and I think to ourselves, it's time for a deep conversation.
No.
But notice.
We're more than roommates. We're
oh, yeah.
Just like ships passing the night. We're just roommates. We're living under the same roof.
That's right.
That's not okay if you're married.
I mean, a starting point would be this, you guys. Be always ready to have one. Approach every conversation as if this one might open up into something greater. I think what has helped me is I'm always open to a deeper conversation now. Mm-hmm. I think earlier in our marriage, I was just assuming this is transactional and the quicker we can get this done, the better.
Right.
And we've solved something because I've got a list of things to do. Mm-hmm. The chances of a deeper conversation happen as soon as you live with the possibility of it. You're open to it.
Right.
You're open to it. This could actually take longer. This could go deeper. So here's another way to get there. Think, and I know this is harder for guys too, but
very hard.
God can help us, guys. Give details. Too often, guys, we have details in our heads, but we give two-word answers to our, it just cracks me up. Even in counseling homework, I can't tell you how often, you know, I've given them this worksheet. Mm-hmm. I'm asking them these questions because I love to ask questions that cannot be answered yes or no,
right,
that will draw them out so I can hear their heart, know where they're coming from. And I kid you not, I get the two sheets back. I've got hers in one hand, his in one hand. And oh my goodness, hers is done in like 8-point font, microscopic penmanship. The paragraph space, the white space is filled. There's post-it notes added to the edge. You couldn't get any more on here. And his just has simple statements like, yeah, that's the way it is, bro. Sure. It's just like, oh my word. I'm forever saying to a guy,
no wonder they're having problems.
Could you unpack the yeah for me a little bit?
Mm-hmm.
Unpack it. I'm always saying in counseling, unpack that for me. Unpack that for me.
Right.
Your wife, and it might be the other way in some situations, your husband, your spouse would love for you to occasionally unpack it a little more. Because it's not even like, I would love to hear you use a lot of words. It's that I really want to know you.
Mm-hmm.
And marriage is supposed to be, it's a relationship where someone else knows you.
Right.
Not that you just go through life doing things together. And so I had to learn, like with Vicky, it's like I look for, it's actually in my prayer journal now, look for opportunities where I can discuss something with her in detail.
Mm-hmm.
Bring her something out of my world that I'm in the middle of doing that's not inappropriate, like not that she shouldn't be aware of that, it's confidential, and bring it into her world and share it with her and discuss it. On a deeper level. It's something I really care about, something I'm wrestling with, something I'm struggling with. It's a new church initiative.
Right.
It's an issue in my own life that I'm wrestling with regarding the Lord. And I'll say, hey, let me talk. I'll give you an example. Right now, I just came back from a 3-day prayer retreat at the Arch Abbey in Menrad, Indiana. And I got a list of things that God prompted me about. And so it's on my Friday list. She jokes that I have a list, but hey.
She gets a lot done.
And it's on my list. Talk to Vicky about some of the things that God told me about me.
I didn't even know this.
You didn't even know that's coming, did you?
Can't wait.
And now the Thrive listener world knows I'm going to talk to Vicky about some of the things that God talked to me about. That's going to make us feel closer.
Definitely.
That I'm going to share with her some things that are going on with me that God clarified for me.
But it is.
I could just keep
that been this way.
Private and internal and to myself.
Right.
But she's my life partner. We're supposed to
be
one.
The two really are one.
And so I'm going to give her some more details because just simple summary statements, whether you realize it or not, become barriers to connection. And the goal is connecting. When you withdraw and give simple summary statements, in a sense, you're isolating yourself from your spouse.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just... you just won't have the kind of marriage that you think you want that feels like it's thriving.
And
it's alive.
I do think as women, we're probably much more prone to details. I think if you see your husband leaning in and trying to talk to you more on a deeper level, help him out. Like, because this can be taken too far. And I'm sure it's with men too. I usually see it more with women that we just.
So there's a caution on details.
Yeah, the caution on details is, wow, not so many that's like, a 5-minute story is now taking 25 minutes. That's just, that's hard for anyone, especially your husband who's not really
into
words.
I've seen some men who do it, but I agree with you.
True.
I've seen ladies do it more.
Name them.
But it's just kind of like it's the person that I mean, they think you have to have all the details, right. What day it was, what time right. it was. And if it takes you 15, 20 minutes yeah. of background lead up details to even get
born in Omaha.
To the real point okay. of your story,
right.
it's too much.
Yeah.
You've lost people before you even get to what it was you were going to say or tell.
Right. You can't just go on and on. And I think it reminds me of my little TV remote, my Roku, has something called Screen Reader Enabler. Once again, kind of like we were talking another show, you didn't even know your remote had all these different features.
Well, Screen Reader Enabler.
Enabler, yes. Oh, wow. So it's for people that are, you know, who can't.
Down here in the man cave with my football and thrillers, I don't have a Roku that yes. gives me that.
I mean, it helps if you're blind or seeing impaired, but I'm not. So I just remember the first time it happened. So whenever I watch TV, I hate commercials. I want to fast forward. It's like a boom, boom, boom. And I hit it three times. Boom, boom, boom. I don't know why.
Listen to you.
I guess it goes faster. Wow. So three times. And the first time this happened, it said, screen reader enabled. It's a computer. And it just goes on and on.
So you hit a button you didn't mean to hit.
No. Mm. And I just thought, what is this? And it's like your TV basically starts talking to you unexpectedly. If this has ever happened.
Oh, is that where it starts saying?
Yes.
A man is looking at another yes, woman yes. and they're standing in an
right.
alley. And
yes.
So it's actually for someone.
And
who,
I thought,
I guess,
how in
see.
The world do I get this off? You know what? I'm just going to ignore it. Well, no, that took about 20 seconds. I'm like, I cannot ignore this.
That
so I had to Google,
to
Google, Google. So then I learned you press that same, it's the little asterisk button.
The asterisk button.
It's right above the fast forward button. So when I'm not looking, I just quickly do the asterisk and three times again disables the screen reader. So I had to learn that the hard way, but.
How'd you ever figure out three
times? Oh, I had to Google it.
I had to Google it
from ChatGPT. That was before you had ChatGPT. Okay. Now I could ChatGPT it, but it was Googled. But it was so annoying. I'm like, stop talking to me. So as women, we need to be careful. Don't do that to your husband, especially if they're trying to lean in and listen to you more. Don't just give them, you know, details. I want to just, it'd be better
to
say.
So it can go both ways. Two ditches to fall into.
Right.
A man can be
right.
guilty of a summary statement.
And either
Fine.
One could be of this. Women or
but
men.
But you could be guilty of, your spouse just might not want to say, how was your day again?
Right. When you start
or
with.
Or how are you doing?
Right.
How are you feeling?
Right.
If it just is blow by blow, mm-hmm. so many details and it takes you forever.
Right. I thought of this illustration, like, you know, I went to down Dixie Highway to get to Audrey's school choir concert. It was raining. I had to circle the building to get a parking place. I came in. John was handing out brochures. I saw Linda and Pete. Their daughter has pneumonia. I mean, that's just say, you know, I went to Audrey's choir concert. I left my lights on. I had to call AAA. Just mm-hmm. information, but not so many details that they are just bored to tears. And you sound like a Roku screen reader enabler. Mm-hmm. So, and I, like I said, usually I think it's the women. So help our husbands out.
Give details, but don't go Roku screen enabler.
Right, right. I remember we were in Pennsylvania and I went to a women's conference and there were, first of all, the big mistake was they asked three different women to speak for 20 minutes in a 1 hour period. So
I can't even speak for 20 minutes
yeah,
only.
That was a big mistake. So the first woman that got up there, she literally started, it was supposed to be how God has helped you through different trials. I was really excited about all three of them.
Through a serious trial she'd
right.
been through.
And she starts with, I drove into my garage. I got out of the car door. To the left of the door is the refrigerator. I went inside.
Oh, my word.
My husband was there. I mean, it was just like this. It took her forever to get to her hard trial. And literally, I am not joking. She went on for an hour and 20 minutes. I just kept waiting for someone to get a shepherd's crook and like take her off the stage.
So it was supposed to be 20 minutes.
Yes, 20. And there was two more women and they didn't even get to speak. Too many
so
details.
She spoke an hour and 15 minutes
yes,
and then they
20.
Just ended it.
Yeah, they had to
and
because.
Two speakers who had prepared didn't get to speak
exactly.
at all.
Exactly. Because it was just too many. It was painful to listen to. Mm. It was like, okay, this is must be the only time anyone's ever listened to her. And we were a captive audience. And I just thought, what? I wasn't in charge of it, so I didn't feel, but I thought someone needs to tell her, time out, stop, wrap it up. So two ditches to fall into, not saying
so we're
enough.
We're talking about how to go deeper in your communication, and it might be, consider where you're coming from with use of words.
Right.
If you are a minimalist and your tendency is how few words can I use,
that's
and,
not gonna help
and if
your
you're guilty of answers that are fine,
right,
good, I mean, just take an assessment. If a lot of your answers can be answered in one word, you probably need to add words.
Yes.
But there is another ditch.
If you're going
but
on for an hour and 20 minutes,
starts with details stop. Like it was Thursday morning and it was sunny.
You're the Roku.
And as I rode in my car
enabler.
And I looked out my window, I noticed that it's fall and the story is still needs to get to Monday and what actually happened might be using too many words.
Too many words.
For your marriage to thrive, and stay alive, it needs to understand how to communicate. You need to understand how to communicate. And that means using words well, listening well, wanting to understand more than being understood. And oh, it means the right starting point. I want to please God. It's not, I want to be heard. I want to be understood. I want to be validated. I want to be proven right. Nope. I want to please God, because we're going to give an account for words.
This has been Thrive from Pastor Brad Bigney, a production of Fortis Institute. Our website is fortisinstitute.org, and it is your central hub for all things Fortis. If you've enjoyed Thrive with Pastor Brad Bigney, would you please consider subscribing and sharing with your friends and church family? Also, would you prayerfully consider joining this labor of love by becoming an ongoing monthly gospel partner? And until next time, go serve your King.